RNZ Pacific News, Tala for Lava, I'm Marama Papau Tipole. A mass school shooting in Texas has left 14 children and one teacher dead at Robb Elementary School. Police say the suspect is dead. It's believed he was an 18-year-old male who had a handgun and potentially a rifle. Governor Greg Abbott has been speaking about the suspect.
It's believed that he abandoned his vehicle and entered into the Robb Elementary School in Uvalde with a handgun, and he may have also had a rifle, but that is not yet confirmed according to my most recent report. It's believed that responding officers killed him. It appears that two responding officers were struck by rounds but have no serious injuries.
The mass shooting comes just over a week since 10 people were killed at a Buffalo supermarket in New York. Fiji's Ministry of Health is planning to use COVID-19 safety measures to protect Fiji from monkeypox. Permanent Secretary for Health Dr. James Fong says monkeypox shares a lot of similarities with the symptoms of COVID-19. Dr. Fong says sanitising surfaces, wearing masks and using hand sanitizer are critical to preventing the spread of monkeypox. Fiji's Head of Health Protection, Dr. Alicia Sahukan, says Fiji's international borders are open and travellers arriving at pre-pandemic levels, so they need to understand monkeypox to better prepare Fiji if there is a case. The leader of Samoa's Human Rights Protection Party, Tuilaepa Sa'ilele Malielengoi, and the party's secretary, Leala Ilipule Rimoni Ayafi, have been suspended indefinitely without pay from Samoa's parliament. A formal complaint by Deputy Prime Minister Tuala Yosefo Bonifacio was lodged against the two senior MPs, claiming they'd brought Parliament into disrepute when they were convicted by the Supreme Court on contempt of court charges. Chairman of the Privileges Committee, Valasita Fitzoselesele, presented a report with the recommendation of suspension for an indefinite term to Samoa's Parliament on Tuesday morning. Moving the motion to accept the report, Prime Minister Fiame Naomi Mataafa told Parliament a seed of double standards had been planted by the Human Rights Protection Party over many years in power and it must be weeded out. Deputy Opposition Leader Fonotoi Lauofo, Pierre Lauofo, and HRPP members had urged the Speaker to defer the debate on the report until Tuilaepa was able to attend to defend himself. The former Prime Minister is self-isolating for 7 days after arriving from an international trip on Sunday. Solomon Islands government has confirmed the Chinese Foreign Minister Wang Yi will be visiting the country on Thursday and Friday. The Foreign Affairs and External Trade Ministry announced it's the first historical visit by a high-ranking Chinese government official to Honiara since the two countries formalised diplomatic relations 32 months ago. The ministry confirmed Mr. Wang will hold bilateral discussions with his Solomon Islands counterpart Jeremiah Marnelli and they'll host a joint media conference for local media. Mr. Wang will make courtesy calls to Solomon Islands Acting Governor-General and Prime Minister Manasseh Songavare before he leaves on Friday. Kiribati will host an official state visit for the delegation from China led by Foreign Minister Wang Yi in Tarawa on Friday. The President's office says the delegation will stay for 4 hours to meet Kiribati's President Taneti Mamau at his residence in Bairiki. The visit is described as an important milestone for Kiribati-China relations as it will strengthen and promote partnership and cooperation between the two countries since diplomatic ties resumed in 2019. Three medical specialists are also travelling with the delegation to help Kiribati's Ministry of Health and Medical Services and assess the health system in Kiribati. The President's statement includes detail about the COVID-19 prevention protocols for the meeting, including PCR testing for China delegation on arrival while they remain in travel bubbles to minimise contact and exposure with Kiribati. Face masks will be worn by all attending the meeting and all Kiribati participants will be quarantined for a week after the meeting at approved isolation centres. New Caledonia has recorded one new death due to COVID-19, bringing the total number of deaths since September last year to 313. 366 new cases of COVID-19 have been recorded in the past week, bringing the total number of cases since September last year to 61,880. And American Samoa has recorded another COVID-19 death, taking the local death toll to 31. The death toll was recorded by the LBJ Medical Center last Thursday. American Samoa has had 6,053 community cases of COVID-19 since the outbreak was first recorded on February 21st. Two funeral homes in New Caledonia have been fined for abusing their near-monopoly positions at two different hospitals. The competition watchdog found that the company PFC used its link to the mortuary of the main hospital to get the families of the deceased to use its services and bill them for unwanted services. It considered the abuse as serious because it affected vulnerable families who could ill afford the costs. PFC was fined US$30,000. Another company, AZ Desa, was fined US$4,400 for colluding with PFC, which in turn was ordered to pay a further US$50,000 for anti-competitive activity. Russian forces are reported to be conducting an all-out assault to encircle Ukrainian troops in twin cities straddling a river in eastern Ukraine. Ukraine's defense ministry says the battle is in its most active phase, with a spokesman saying the fate of the country is now being decided. Further north, authorities in its second largest city, Kharkiv, have reopened the underground metro after Ukrainian troops have largely driven Russian artillery out of range. And the New Zealand Prime Minister says it was useful to speak to the United Nations Secretary General about the conflict in Ukraine. Jacinda Ardern has just met with Antonio Guterres in New York, where the Russia's invasion of Ukraine was top of the agenda.
A chance for us to discuss everything from the conflict in Ukraine to climate change, and more broadly, the role that New Zealand can play in UN reform, which we've long been an advocate and supporter of. A really fruitful discussion, but really useful to hear the Secretary General's reflections on the current conflict.
British supermodel Kate Moss is expected to testify in the US legal battle between actors Johnny Depp and Amber Heard. Ms. Moss is a former partner of Mr. Depp, who is suing Ms. Heard, his ex-wife, over a Washington Post article in which she claimed to be a victim of domestic abuse. Our correspondent Kate Fisher reports.
Johnny Depp is suing Amber Heard for $50 million. His ex-wife has countersued. Kate Moss, a former girlfriend of Mr. Depp, is expected to give evidence via video link in the remaining days of the defamation trial. Ms. Heard referenced the supermodel as she testified about an alleged altercation between Johnny Depp and her sister. Ms. Heard said she was reminded of a rumoured incident of Mr. Depp pushing Ms. Moss down the stairs during their relationship. Mr. Depp's lawyers are expected to call Kate Moss as a witness to rebut the claim.
To sports now, the Fijian Drua will be based in Fiji next season. However, where exactly is not confirmed at the moment. The Drua were based at the New South Wales Sport and Recreation Centre in Lennox Head in Australia this year. Head coach Mick Byrne says the Fiji-based players are back home for good. He says everything will be confirmed in a few weeks. The international career of 40-year-old Andrea Hansen continues after being named in the New Zealand triathlon team for this year's Commonwealth Games in Birmingham. Formerly Andrea Hewitt, she's one of six athletes named, including four who competed at last year's Olympics, led by bronze medalist Hayden Wild. Hansen had a daughter last year and says while she's been working towards this, she's still a bit surprised with her selection.
After having a baby, I knew I wanted to get fit again, and that was just the goal at the beginning, and like not knowing how that was going to go. It worked out really well, and I got pretty fit pretty fast, so I went for it and went to the qualifying races, and here I am.
The Western Force captain, Ian Pryor, says recovery will be key before Saturday night's clash with the Hurricanes, which they must win to have a chance of reaching the Super Rugby finals. Last night's 48-28 bonus point win over Moana Pasifika at Mount Smart Stadium lifted the Force to ninth, 3 points behind the Highlanders, ahead of this weekend's last round of regular season games.
I recover. That's about the only thing we can do. Bit of travel tomorrow. Can't wait to get back home in front of our home crowd and give ourselves the best chance possible to try and sneak into the finals there.
And that's RNZ Pacific News and Sport. You can listen to and read more online at rnzi.com.